Anyone remember George Lazenby?
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. You've got a pretty sharp memory if you do. Lazenby was the Australian model tapped to replace Sean Connery as James Bond. He lasted one movie in 1969. Ben Bernanke hopes to be more memorable as the next chairman of the Federal Reserve, but he too would be replacing a legend. President Bush named Bernanke his nominee yesterday, and he still has to be confirmed. But as Marketplace's Cheryl Glazer tells us, that's the easy part.
Alan Greenspan is the closest thing there is to a rock star in economics. He's headed up the Federal Reserve for more than 18 years. During that time, Greenspan guided the Fed through the 1987 stock market crash, two recessions, the Asian financial crisis, and the dot-com bubble. And the U.S. economy racked up 10 straight years of growth, its longest expansion in history. That's a tough act for anyone to follow. But former senior Fed economist David Weiss says Greenspan had his skeptics when he was tapped to chair the Fed.
I've gone through enough of these transitions that every time a chairman leaves, we say there's no way to replace this guy. And pretty much every time he gets replaced.
Plus, Ben Bernanke's got a running start. He knows how the central bank works after serving 3 years on the Fed Board of Governors. And Alan Greenspan's already done saw the heavy lifting, hiking interest rates as the economy picks up. I'm Cheryl Glazer for Marketplace.
Power companies say it could take weeks to get the lights back on across Florida. 6 million people have no electricity this morning. Miami's under a dusk-to-dawn curfew. The traffic lights aren't working. The tab for Wilma will run into the billions. As Floridians assess the damage, many of them won't be calling private insurance companies. They're harder to come by in the storm-ravaged state. Sam Eaton explains.
Florida's state-run Citizens Property Insurance has grown in recent years to become the state's second-largest insurer, taking on properties private companies have deemed too risky. And with those properties taking the brunt of Florida's recent spate of hurricanes, Citizens Property Insurance is now running in the red. Economist Robert Hartwig with the Insurance Information Institute says losing money isn't a problem, as long as you're a state-run program.
That's fine. The problem exists, however, when these entities wind up charging rates which are inadequate for the risk that they were assuming.
Instead, private sector insurers like Allstate are required to subsidize Citizens insurance, in effect, Hartwig says, making the grandma living in Central Florida pay for the millionaire's new mansion on the coast. I'm Sam Eaton for Marketplace.
There's no love lost between the big cable and phone companies. They're in an all-out war over who should control telephone service in this country. Score one for the cable companies. The Wall Street Journal reports that Cox, Comcast, and Time Warner are close to an agreement to offer cell phones through Sprint Nextel. Inside the home, the phones would work with a cable modem and Wi-Fi connectivity. Wall Street sang hail to a new Fed chief Monday. The Dow shot up 169 points to 10,385. The S&P 500 rose almost 20 to 1199. Those were the biggest one-day point gains in 6 months. The NASDAQ climbed 33 points to 2115. Today, oil's hovering just above $60 a barrel. You're listening to Marketplace. I guess the word of the day is convergence. Today, a telephone company in Sacramento, California will start beaming TV signals. Rachel Dornhelm reports.
With this beta test, SureWest Communications will be the first telephone company in the country to offer HDTV service over internet fiber lines. HDTV service is a booming technology that offers enhanced picture resolution, but to receive the signal, viewers must have an HDTV-enabled set. Industry analyst Josh Burnoff says that won't be the limiting factor for long.
The appetite for HDTV is growing enormously. Over 30% of the people that we survey say that their next television purchase will be an HDTV set.
He's skeptical, though, that consumers will turn to internet rather than cable and satellite companies for HDTV service. The benefits of HDTV over internet? Customers could see emails or caller ID information flash on their tubes. I'm Rachel Dornhelm for Marketplace.
Which is produced and distributed by American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Fannie Mae, working with our partners to increase homeownership and affordable rental housing opportunities for more Americans. Fannie Mae, FannieMae.com. By the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with national patient associations to educate and support patients and their families. The Medtronic Foundation, Medtronic.com. And by Toyota, designing vehicles with hybrid synergy drive for fuel efficiency and low emissions. More at Toyota.com. Toyota, moving forward.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Women make up close to half the workforce these days, but on Wall Street, they hold just 37% of the jobs, and that number's actually been dropping. So why is it so hard for women to make it there? All this week, Marketplace takes Manhattan, an in-depth look in New York. Today, reporter Amy Scott finds that the city's financial markets are still largely a man's world.
Indra Keliotis wants to get a leg up on Wall Street, so she posted an ad on the website Craigslist. It read, "Amazing sexy equities trader seeks top mentor." At 40, she's slender with long blonde hair and blue eyes.
I use that to my advantage in a way, because that's the mentality of the people on Wall Street. And I sort of used it and it backfired because now people are only interested in that part. I was sort of naive to think, okay, someone's going to want to train me in things, but I'm finding that all they're really interested in is the sex.
Or the possibility of it. The field Keliotis is pursuing is perhaps the most macho on Wall Street. About 75% of traders are men. The magazine that caters to them, Trader Monthly, can read more like Maxim than Business Week. But if a woman can tolerate the occasional sexist joke or the dearth of peers, there are other practical matters for her to consider. This is the New York Board of Trade. Until a few months ago, Johanna Lee worked here as a clerk in the coffee trading pit. But she had a handicap. She's 5'4 and female.
Size matters in the pit. The larger you are, the easier it is for you. I mean, you're screaming at the top of your lungs. And there are women there who are very successful and who can do it. But I think the way that it's set up, it's much more difficult for women to succeed there. It is a boys' club. My last job, I was the only girl among 13 men, and I say girl because that's exactly what I was referred to as.
24-year-old Rebecca Smith now works in the back office at Lehman Brothers, setting up new accounts and processing trades. After all the discrimination lawsuits and multi-million dollar settlements and corporate commitments to change things, you're still much more likely to find women in these types of administrative jobs.
But if you ask me how many of those women are in leadership roles, I'd have to say a whole lot less than there are men.
Women hold less than 20% of executive management positions on Wall Street and almost 90% of retail assistant jobs. Among brokers and traders, men out-earn women almost 2-to-1. Indra Keliotis, whose sexy ad on Craigslist solicited hundreds of replies, was willing to exploit her sex to get ahead. When that backfired, she tried placing a different ad.
Just, you know, that I'm a very successful trader, want to take myself to the next level, and looking for mentors.
She hasn't received a single offer. In New York, I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy your day.
American Public Media.
Every night in New York City.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.